A Vancouver provincial court judge described a Victoria man's unrelenting barrage of anti-Semitic, homophobic and threatening attacks on Vancouver lawyer Paul Sprackman as despicable, Dec. 6. Judge Roger Cutler sentenced Craig Millian Majorkey, 45, to time served and 2 years probation after he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of criminal harassment and for spitting on a Saanich police officer trying to arrest him amid a torrent of profane, derisive, homophobic and racist comments. The man, who has been ill much of his life and has endured more than 100 surgeries, was credited 32 days in jail before the pleas were entered. He attended court via video from his parents' Victoria home. But for mitigating circumstances, Cutler said the abhorrent actions and resulting trauma could attract a lengthy period of incarceration. The judge warned Majorkey he would go to jail if there is a next time. I hope you're finding some means to control your volatility, Cutler said. The attacks on the family Sprackman had been Majorkey's lawyer on other matters, the court heard, and the abuse began after he withdrew. Between September 2020 and February 2021, Sprackman received more than 200 threatening emails from Majorkey. The phone would ring at all hours of the night. It got to the point where the family had to unplug their phones, leaving them in fear of not getting calls about elderly relatives. Majorkey went as far as unearthing wife Jody's work number and using it to harass the family, the court heard. Majorkey further targeted Sprackman through Instagram and Facebook posts. In the latter situation, Majorkey posted images of Nazi concentration camps. The judge was told Sprackman's family lost relatives in the Holocaust. Majorkey also posted bad reviews of Sprackman online, a situation the lawyer said has damaged his law practice and income. Majorkey further falsely claimed online that Sprackman's wife was having an affair and the lawyer had an inappropriate relationship with his daughter. The court also heard Majorkey had used a website to make prank calls to Sprackman. Victim impact statements. In a victim impact statement, Sprackman detailed the carnage his behavior created. He called the attacks relentless, done from afar by a keyboard warrior. Cutler agreed, saying the attacks were made in the most cowardly way. He set about to attack the things that were most important to me, Sprackman said. In her victim impact statement, Jody noted Majorkey called when her mother passed away. I'm glad that bitch kicked the bucket, she recalled Majorkey saying on the phone. He mocked me in the throes of my grief. It was a never-ending barrage, she said, explaining calls to the landline would be followed by calls to a cell. The family would stay awake all night waiting for the next call, she said. It was all Craig Majorkey, all the time. Jody told the court the situation was a very real reminder of the dangers Jews continue to face. Daughter Camille said in her victim impact statement she was disgusted and horrified by the attacks. She said it made her afraid to say she is Jewish. He has made me feel unsafe in my own home, she said. I feel angry and frustrated that he has been allowed to continue his behavior with very little or consequences. Asked if he had anything to say, Majorkey said, I'm just very sorry. The defense Majorkey's lawyer Troy Anderson said his client has apologized to Jody and Camille. His quarrel was never with them, he said. Once Majorkey heard the victim impact statements, Anderson said, the penny dropped for him that he had truly harmed innocent people. He has written and said horrible things, the defense lawyer said. When he feels he is not being listened to, he lashes out. Anderson said his client has had problems finding a psychiatrist to treat him. Mr. Majorkey probably does need some psychiatric help, he said. It is well nigh impossible to get people psychological or psychiatric help in this province. Part of Majorkey's conditions include being supervised by a parent when using a computer. The judge said if Majorkey sends one wrong tweet or Facebook post during that prohibition period, the police are going to be at his door and he is going to be in a cell. Second lawyer attacked Majorkey was further put on a peace bond to protect Vancouver lawyer Chris Johnson. Johnson and Majorkey had been texting on a matter until it devolved into a barrage of insulting messages, Crown Prosecutor Kevin Westell told Cutler. JH Ainsworth at glaciermedia.catwitter.com/janeswo